This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ferguson snaps. And the kick is pretty darn good.
Holy smokes.
A driven spiral sending him back to his 12-yard line. Through a hole, though, Cameron Johnson out to the 35. That was a 61-yard punt by Zach Davidson.
Yeah, that was the true highlight from Sunday night. Pure peak preseason football right there, Paul. Zach Davidson, Bills tight end, booting a 62-yard punt. I know that he was a former punter at, I think he went to, what, San Diego State, if I remember correctly, but he booted that ball heck of a way down the field, and that was peak preseason football highlights there. That's going to be one of those that you pin up on the wall of memories from Bills preseason games.
That was amazing, too. And usually when your punter gets hurt, the kicker has to come out and punt, and it doesn't usually go well, the place kicker.
Right.
And so now at least they know if he's on the roster – that they're covered if their punter ever gets injured, because my jaw dropped when I saw that. I thought, well, maybe, you know, he's punted before in college, but I was expecting maybe a 25-yard punt or something
right.
like that. I wasn't expecting that.
No. And I think Zach Davidson probably is another guy that may end up his way onto the practice squad. I know he's been a part of the practice squad for the last couple of years. I think the 1 year he had torn his ACL, so he didn't even really, he was just on injured reserve the whole year. But I know last year he was on the practice squad, got a game or two call up from the practice squad, and I feel like he's part of that now, because I think the Bills really like what they saw out of rookie Jackson Hawes out of the preseason and out of training camp. They seem to utilize him pretty well over the last few games in the preseason and in training camp. I think they like what he brings, especially if maybe Alec Anderson's not going to be out there. He'll kind of be like that, almost that swing sort of tackle, even though he's a tight end blocking sort of style player.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, they like the fact, and they like the fact, even when we're talking about Alec Anderson, is how long this line has been together, and for the most part, they have, you know, stayed fairly injury free. I mean, you're never going to be injury free all the time, but they like the fact that they've just been able to stay together almost as six guys and five, and they just know where each other are going to be. They can communicate with each other quickly, you know, during a game or a practice situation. They have pizza parties together, which, you know, is important. You know, bonding as a group is important. I mean, I laugh, but, you know, just to get together and do things like that is an important part of bonding and developing a team. Now, of course, it's not the most important thing, but it's all part of it. And, you know, Anderson is definitely a part of all that.
Paul Hamilton joining us here on the Extra Point Show is myself, Brayton Wilson, filling in today on the Extra Point Show and the Rotan Auto Extra Point Show here on WGR. 803-0551, 888-550-2550 are the numbers, is the number if you want to get to us. The toll-free number, if you need it, is 1-888-550-2550. All right, Paul, let's get back to the discussion point today and get your thoughts in terms of the position group that intrigues you the most heading into the regular season. If you missed it, you can vote on social media on my Twitter poll, at Brayton J. Wilson, between receiving group, which is wide receivers, tight ends, the defensive front with defensive end and defensive tackle, the secondary with cornerback and safety, or if you have another one, you're more than welcome to join us on social media or over the phone lines as well. Paul, haven't heard from you on which position group intrigues you. Do you have a thought you'd like to chime in with that?
I've kind of, with our guests, gotten into it with the wide receivers, just because, you know, now he's not on the bubble, but I'll just bring up the name of Keon Coleman. I mean, there are some folks that believe the way the Bills want to use him just is not going to be something he's going to be able to do in his career. I think he can be a good NFL player. I think there's attributes that, you know, he can go up and get a football that other guys can't get with that type of ability. So just to see what kind of progress he has made as he comes into his second season in the NFL, what has he picked up? What has he worked on? And see, can he help them more than maybe he did last year? Because we saw flashes, and then he got hurt, and then it didn't happen anymore for him. And that's all a learning process too. You know, in your first year, and you get hurt. Well, how do I handle that? You know, how do I come back from that? And so, you know, he learned something there. So he's very intriguing to me. You know, what kind of season he has, what kind of improvement can we see from him, and what kind of receiver is he going to be? I was on the air on TV when the Curtis Samuel was signed, and I know I gave them the what? I did not think – I liked him as a player in Carolina a lot, but I did not like him as a player in Washington all that much, to be quite honest with you. I didn't see that same player when he played for the Commanders that I saw in Carolina. Now, the Bills, and when they're going by what they saw basically in Carolina, probably when they were all around him, you know, a lot of the people in the Bills organization. So, but, you know, injuries have really taken away can he get back to that with a Bill? He did a little bit, you know, when he got back, when we saw him near the end of the season. But, you know, I don't know. Do they have the Curtis Samuel, the Carolina Curtis Samuel, or do they have the Washington Curtis Samuel? They have the Washington Curtis Samuel. You can cut him today, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I just, when they signed, there were a couple of receivers, and I think there were three of them that last year there. I was just like, why are they signing them? And type of a thing. So, you know, with him, we talked about Elijah Moore. I just have been thoroughly unimpressed with Elijah Moore, watching him in training camp, dropping the football. He does have the attributes that Matt Bove was talking about. The reason he's here is because he can get separation on routes. But if you're getting separations, and honestly, I believe, this is my opinion, I think that one of the reasons Gabe Davis didn't get a contract offer, you know, the first time he was with the Bills, he made some big plays. There's no question he made some big plays as a Buffalo Bill. Go tune into that shootout with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Or don't.
Yeah.
Knowing the outcome.
But he was a guy that dropped the football a lot in big situations. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that was part of the reason why they weren't willing to give him a crazy contract as a wide receiver. That might have been part of the reason that they didn't. So it's so important when you got a receiver that in key situations, I mean, the Bills went 3-and-out. Well, the Bills went 3-and-out. Well, the Bills went 3-and-out. Well, yeah, but how many of those 3-and-outs were because the guy dropped a first down, or which could have kept a drive alive, and then who knows what the drive could have turned into? And then I scratch my head and I'll ask the question. I don't have the answer. What happened to Christian Wilkerson? boy, the people were all, everybody was writing about him, and boy, Christian Wilkins, well, he's been great. And then all of a sudden, he's fallen off the map in the last month.
Yeah,
I haven't even heard his name brought up.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like what happened to him when it came to what he might be able to do for the team.
Yeah, a quick side note, Paul. You made mention of the Washington Commanders news breaking here in the NFL circles. Terry McLaurin has agreed to a 3-year contract extension with the Commanders that will pay him up to $96 million. So that hold-in situation has officially ended. So for people that were maybe clamoring about bringing in Terry McLaurin from Washington, that's not going to happen.
Isn't this exactly how the Chase thing wound up?
Every hold-in has been this way.
It's exactly.
Doesn't matter what position it is.
And I remember, and I don't mean to bring it up because who cares about fantasy football? You know, I enjoy it, but whatever. But I remember when I was preparing, I think, I don't know if I want to take him. If he goes into the season, I think he'll play, but he's not going to be happy because he's going to be wanting, you know, they won't pay me. Should I take him? And then, you know, you have your draft, and like the next day he signs. It's like, okay. Well, that answers all that questions, as I didn't take him. But that's why I remember it, just because of that type of a situation where, you know, it just didn't look like anything was going to happen. Then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, no, we're not trading him. We're actually signing him. And it's right before the season starts, and here we are again with what the Commanders did.
I'm intrigued with the wide receiver group, Paul, just because I'm not sure if they are 100% sold on Curtis Samuel or Elijah Moore or even Tyrell Shavers for that matter. I think, again, Shavers plays well enough to get himself onto the 53-man roster, and maybe he'll get some action over the course of the upcoming season. But I really do believe that there could be the realistic possibility that they reunite with Gabe Davis at some point over the course of this coming season. Now, it could be after they announce the 53-man roster, then they finagle something else where maybe Gabe Davis comes in and plays on the practice squad to start, sort of maybe similar to Jordan Phillips, which I agree with Matt Bovee too, by the way. Jordan Phillips, I think, is more so a lock to sign on the practice squad right away and then maybe eventually work his way onto the roster.
I believe that's not happening.
Okay. Because the way that I saw, I can't remember who it was with, I think it was Rappaport or something like that, just saying like he's going to sign to the Bills roster later this week. If it was kind of like maybe like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'd say, okay, practice squad, great, there you go. You got it. You got yourself your practice squad member, Jordan Phillips. But
that's not happening now.
Right.
That doesn't mean it can't happen in 6 weeks when you get a guy back or something like that.
Right.
That's the way I read that, but that's not happening now.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm kind of jumbled here. Back to the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
receiver point, I something just inside of me says that they're bound to bring Gabe Davis back in some capacity going into the
season. I
wouldn't
be hugely for that unless they are devastated by injuries.
I know.
And again, I get back to the same reason, drops. I just think that kills drives, and you just need receivers that can hang on to the football. People forget, too, with K.J. Hamler, he has a resume in Denver. Unfortunately, injuries stopped, his growth or whatever it is.
Yeah, his development.
He played some good games in Denver, and I've liked what I've seen here from him.
Mm-hmm.
With the way he's played here with the Bills and in training camp and everything. So this isn't just a rookie off the street or a free agent that doesn't have a resume. He does have a bit of a resume. And, again, injuries have kind of curtailed his career. But I've liked his preseason. But, Wilkerson, the way people were talking, the way he was in OTAs and in the beginning of training camp, you would have thought he was almost a lock to make the team. But I just haven't heard a thing about him in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing who's part of the 16-man practice squad that they put together every year. I think, there's some interesting names that could be part of the picture. Obviously, with quarterback, it's interesting to see what they do. Do they keep Mike White? Do they keep Shane Bouchel? Do they keep both of them? Like, I don't know what their plan is for the third quarterback on this roster. The wide receivers are interesting because KJ Hamler has been here last year. I think he could easily be back this year. Do they keep Christian Wilkerson? Do they keep Laviska Shenault on the practice squad as call-up guys potentially? I think Zach Davidson's a lock. And then you kind of go through the rest of the roster. Okay. What about a guy like Jimmy Charlo? If he's not making the roster, does he at least make the practice squad? Is he a guy that they keep around? Is a guy like Dane Jackson, who we made mention of earlier, is he a guy that maybe he doesn't make the roster, but is that veteran presence at corner that makes the roster or that makes the practice squad and sticks around? And obviously the outside options. They could look to somebody else that I know maybe gets waived and then they go through waivers and officially get released. And then maybe they say, all right, you can join the Bills, but you're going to have to sign with the practice squad maybe. I'm really looking forward to seeing how that all breaks down. I know the 53-man roster is one thing, but the 16-man practice squad is almost just as intriguing because it's just like, okay, who didn't just make it to the regular roster that could be part of the practice squad and still be here, but also have that threat of just at a whim's notice just being like, oh, hey, this team is plucking your guy off your practice squad and bringing them in and signing them to their roster.
Yeah, and Shane Bouchel, I really liked him yesterday.
Yeah.
I keep saying yesterday. It's because I watched the game yesterday I was out of town.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's going to be the backup or anything like that. But the interesting thing is, what are the Bills looking for? What's Brady as offensive coordinator looking for here? Mike White definitely is ahead of Trubisky by leaps and bounds when it comes to natural ability, athletic ability. There's no question about that. To me, Trubisky is ahead of Mike White leaps and bounds when it comes to football IQ.
Yep.
And intelligence. I mean, Trubisky knows where the play needs to go. He can read the defense quickly. He can compute things quickly. But I don't think, not that he's not a good athlete, but I don't think he's the athlete Mike White is, or can do the things with the football that Mike White can. So what is Brady as an offensive coordinator looking for out of the backup? Because they're just like almost total opposites in what they do and what they bring to the table.
Yeah, it's clear, Mike, that Mitch Trubisky is the number two, and I like Mike White. I think that he's a solid number three, but nothing more really. I mean, not on this team. I think Mitch Trubisky, for what Joe Brady has put together and for what he's implementing with this offense, I think that Mitch Trubisky is better set to back up Josh Allen in case of worst case scenario and break glass in case of emergency. Mitch Trubisky is that guy that, while he's not going to be the MVP that Josh Allen was, I know Mitch Trubisky is the MVP, Paul. He's the Nickelodeon's valuable player from years ago, but not even close to what Josh Allen, but it's very hard to replicate what Josh Allen can do. But I think Mitch Trubisky is that quarterback that is the one that could be closest to what you can get with the offense under, you know, Josh Allen is Mitch Trubisky under center. And then other than that, you know, yeah, I think Shane Buechele, I'm happy that Shane Buechele performed the way he did. Wasn't it, like, I was watching back some of the highlights yesterday and watching back some of the game, Paul, yesterday. He had, like, three incompletions early, and then the rest of the game, he only missed on one or two passes the rest of the way, right?
Yeah, definitely. It was really an impressive performance, I thought, by him. Again, you know, when he got pressure, be able to get out of the pressure and then try to make a play once he gets out of pressure, whatever that play may be, whether it's with his legs or with his arm, to get the team downfield and get some points. And, you know, he had some key third down conversions because of that, I thought. You know, Tampa Bay at the end of the half was calling timeouts because they thought they were going to get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just – Buechele just kind of chipped away at that. It was a long – the reason they did that, I think they sacked him, I think it was. I don't think it was a penalty. I think they sacked him, and it made second and long. And it gave, you know, Tampa, all right, we can get the ball back. And they're right. I'd be calling timeouts too. I don't disagree with that. But then at third down, he got it to third and fairly manageable. It was like third and 10-ish, something like that, and got the first down. Made a nice throw and got the first down. So – you know, I was impressed by what I saw by him, and I do agree that, you know, what are the, you know, when I ask you the question, what are the Bills looking for in their backup quarterback? And I think you want the cerebral guy over the athletic guy, I think, just because, you know, the cerebral guy's not going to make as many mistakes under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to know when, this isn't the time to take a chance. Let's live to play another day. Or, you know, read the defense, where the defense takes you, and just take what the defense gives you. So I understand it. Now, I'll be quite honest with you. I don't know if you agree with that. I think if Josh Allen gets hurt for more than a couple of games, I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either one of them
can
win football games for this team consistently. Can they get you through a game? Can they get you through Josh Allen being out for a game or two? Maybe.
Yeah.
And even if you have Josh Allen out for, well, he's got to miss one game. Well, even you don't want to lose a game, but even if you lose that one game, that probably doesn't blow up your season unless you need it to win in game 16 of the year. But if you're in game 4, you know, well, if we lose one game here, we can come back from that type of a thing. So, but I have no confidence whatsoever that if Josh Allen were to get hurt for more than a game or two, that any quarterback on this team could get them through it.
Well, Paul, there's one more position and one more player in particular that I want to get to you with when we come back from the break, about a guy that I'm questioning whether or not he would make the practice squad if he is indeed part of the cuts. And I think he's going to be part of the cuts, but a guy that I question as making it to the practice squad after Tuesday. We'll get to that after this break here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.